The Saline County Health Department reports another positive case of COVID-19 in Saline County. According to a news release, this is the third positive case in the county. The Saline County Health Department continues to work on contact tracing with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to identify with whom the individual may have come into contact with while they were infectious. Those contacts will be asked to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they will be monitored for fever, respiratory issues, and other symptoms of COVID-19. If you suspect you have COVID-19 or been exposed to someone with COVID-19, call your healthcare provider to let them know prior to your arrival at a healthcare facility and that you follow all instructions for arriving. Healthcare officials say it is more important now to follow all social distancing rules. Officials are urging citizens of Saline County to stay home if at all possible. You are urged to take personal responsibility for you and your family. To reduce risk and prevent the spread of COVID-19, continue to follow these basic preventative measures. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Stay home if you are sick. Cover your coughs and sneezes using your elbow or shoulder rather than your hands, and clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces frequently. In the last couple of weeks, more than 40 counties across the state have instituted stay-at-home orders, including several in the KMMO listening area. Building on Missouri's efforts to control, contain, and combat COVID-19, Governor Mike Parson issued a statewide Stay Home Missouri order effective at 12:01 a.m. on Monday until 11:59 p.m. on Friday, April 24th. The order explicitly states that individuals currently residing within the state of Missouri shall avoid leaving their homes or places of residence unless necessary. Governor Parson explains the guidelines.
This order requires individuals currently residing within the state of Missouri shall avoid leaving their homes or places of residence. All individuals in the state of Missouri shall avoid social gatherings of more than 10 people. All public and charter schools must remain closed. This order also covers the time frame of existing municipalities and court orders.
The order does not prohibit Missourians from accessing essential services such as grocery stores, gas stations, and banks, or engaging in outdoor recreation provided that necessary precautions are taken and maintained to reduce the transmission of COVID-19, including observing the social gathering and social distancing requirements set forth in the order. The order shall be observed throughout the state and enforced by all local and state health authorities. Local public health authorities are directed to carry out and enforce the provisions of the order by any legal means. Marshall Mayor Julie Schwetz has issued an updated message regarding Governor Mike Parson's Stay Home Missouri order. Schwetz says, "I'm sure many of you are wondering how the governor's Stay Home Missouri order is any different than the Saline County Health Department's mitigation order. It appears to include clearer guidelines for businesses and non-business activity." Schwetz says Saline County Health Department Administrator Tara Brewer will be meeting with the Saline County Commission tomorrow to discuss this matter, and then the cities will meet with Brewer for clarification. Schwetz says she will update Marshall residents tomorrow night. Schwetz says, "Until then, let's keep doing what we know needs to be done, as this whole effort doesn't work if we each don't do our part." Two new cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Lafayette County. A news release says the Lafayette County Health Department now has confirmed a total of 22 cases in the county. The health department reports one person has recovered. Now, these cases are not reflected in the latest numbers from the DHSS. The Lafayette County Health Department continues to work with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the CDC to identify and contact all people who may have come into close contact, prolonged contact less than 6 feet away, with the individual confirmed cases while they were infectious. The health department urges people to continue to follow the current stay-at-home orders to help protect those in your household and the community. If you suspect you have COVID-19 or have been exposed to someone with COVID-19, it is critical that your provider or hospital is aware that you may have COVID-19 prior to your arrival at a healthcare facility and that you follow all instructions for arriving at a healthcare facility. You're listening to news on KMMO. Larry Koenig, age 57, of Fayette, died Thursday. Due to the current COVID-19 public health crowd restrictions, a private family service will be held Monday at Carr Yeager Funeral Home in Fayette. Burial will follow at Walnut Ridge Cemetery in Fayette. The service will be video recorded and will be able to be viewed in the near future at carryeager.com. A memorial service will be scheduled at a later date when the pandemic subsides. Barbara Gerloff, age 81, of Slater, died Friday. Due to the current regulations regarding COVID-19 and public gatherings, a private family graveside service will be held Tuesday at Slater City Cemetery. Friends may call from 1 to 4 p.m. Monday at Weicker Funeral Home in Slater. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries as well as news stories 24 hours a day on our website, kmmo.com. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.